baby? Who's mommy's little baby? How's my little night flyer? Baby, today was just your first try. We all have setbacks. No, I didn't, but I caught you when you fell. It's natural when you first start flying to, you know, take some time to get used to the feeling. I mean, you can't imagine how long it took me to get off the ground because I was so scared my first time. It's okay to be afraid. It's natural, it's a part of life. And I am so, so proud of you, baby. I'm so proud that you tried. Yes, that took a lot of courage. Baby, mommy is so proud of you. She's so proud of her little battling. Yes, baby. I'm so proud of you. My cute, adorable little battling. Yeah. Shh, it's okay. Today was just your first try. Yourself like that. No, mommy loves her baby too much to hear you talk like that. My little wing, my little precious baby. You are mommy's precious little battling, and I won't stand for any bad talk. No. No bad self-talking, okay? Mommy is here for you. And that won't change. And I will stay here with you for as long as you need. And I will be in the sky right beside you. When you feel ready to try again. But for now, I need you to know that I'm proud of you. So, so, so proud. Yes, your attempt today was amazing. You did so well. It took so much courage. You've already made the giant leap forward, baby. Yeah. Oh, baby. I won't push you to try again until you are ready. No matter how long that takes, I will be patient with you. And I'll be right by your side until you are ready. But for now, I need you to just relax, unwind, and let yourself feel good. Okay? You've had a very tiring day. It's okay. It's okay to take a break and to rest after you've done so much. I know, baby. I know. But it's okay. You don't have to get everything perfect on the first try. You're allowed to have failed attempts before you succeed. You're allowed to try and fail and be sad. It's okay. No one is perfect, but I still love you. I will always love you. Now who is Mommy's adorable little night flyer? Yes, baby, that's you. It's all you. Shh, it's okay. You're okay, baby. Okay, baby, just close those tired little eyes. You've had a long day, and you deserve to rest. It's okay. It's okay. You're safe, and you're loved, and you are wanted. So sleepy, baby. Yeah? Are you Mommy's pretty little bat baby? Yeah? Baby. It's okay. I can see how droopy your eyes are, baby. And it's okay. How about I tell you a little bedtime story, okay? I know. The Brave Little Bat and the Night Sky Adventure. I used to love this one when I was a kid. Once upon a time, in a quiet, shadowy forest, there lived a brave little bat named Luna. Now Luna was a tiny bat with big, curious eyes that sparkled like the stars. She loved to explore the night sky, but she was still very, very young and a bit nervous about flying too far from her cozy cave. One calm evening, as the moon hung low and full in the sky, Luna's mother, a wise and gentle vampire, said to her, "Tonight, my little wing, you will have an adventure. But remember that you are never alone. The stars will guide you, and I will be with you in heart." With a flutter of excitement and a small, determined squeak, Luna spread her tiny wings and took off into the night. The cool breeze whispered through the trees and the stars twinkled brightly, as if cheering her on. Luna felt a twinge of nervousness, but remembered her mother's words and flew bravely onward. As Luna soared higher, she met a friendly owl named Orion. Orion was wise and kind, with feathers that glistened silver in the moonlight. Seeing Luna's determination, Orion joined her in her adventure. "Hello, little one," he hooted softly. "Would you like to explore the night sky together?" With a happy nod, Luna and Orion flew side by side. discovering all the wonders of the night. They dipped and twirled through clusters of glowing fireflies. They danced around the shimmering constellations and played hide and seek among the fluffy clouds. During their journey, they heard a soft cry for help. Following the sound, they found a tiny star that had fallen from the sky. It lay nestled in a patch of soft moss, twinkling faintly. Luna, filled with compassion, gently picked up the star in her little claws. "Don't worry, little star," Luna said kindly. "We'll help you find your way back home." With Auriel's guidance and Luna's brave heart, they flew toward the highest peak where the sky met the earth. The journey was long and sometimes daunting, but Luna never gave up. She knew she had to help her new friend, and her courage grew with every wing beat. Finally, they reached the top of the peak with a mighty flap. Luna tossed the star back into the sky. The star twinkled brightly and found its place among its friends, glowing with gratitude. Luna and Orion watch in awe as the stars sparkle brighter than ever. "You did it, Luna," Orion said with a proud hoot. "You are brave and kind, and you helped a friend in need." Feeling a warm glow of happiness, Luna thanked Orion for his companionship and friendship. They flew back to the forest where Luna's mother was waiting with open wings and a proud smile. "You were so brave, my little wing," her mother said, wrapping Luna in a loving embrace. "You showed courage, friendship, and love tonight." Luna snuggled close to her mother, feeling safe and cherished as she drifted off to sleep. She knew that the night was full of magic, and with her friends by her side and her mother's love in her heart, she could face any adventure. And so, under the watchful eye of the stars and the gentle glow of the moon, Luna dreamed sweet dreams of courage, friendship, and endless wonders of the night sky. It's okay. You're okay, baby. Everything will be okay. I hope you liked that story, baby. My mom used to tell me that when I was a little battling like you. It's okay. Everything is okay. I promise you will never be alone. I will be right there by your side through it all, baby. I promise. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, baby. One day, you'll grow up to be a big, strong vampire. Just like mommy. Mommy will wait for that day, but until then I'll be there right by your side, guiding you and keeping you safe. It's okay, baby.